Immigration Minister Ian Lees-Galloway has defended a decision to grant New Zealand residency to a man with multiple drink driving conditions, saying that he had been in the country for 20 years and been out of trouble for a long time. National dubbed this a Schrubeck 2.0, a reference to the Czech drug smuggler Karol Schrubeck. However, immigration has confirmed the person received the same access to benefits and privileges, which was issued twice by the national-led government. Those on a temporary work visa have the same access to publicly funded healthcare and benefits as those on a residence visa would. The big difference being on a residence class visa, the person can apply for citizenship. So, can he be deported? Should have he been allowed to stay here with these convictions? What do we think, Salwyn? Immigration cases fast become a bit of a political football, but what do you make of this?
I see hypocrisy at the core of it. It's become a news item based on that. Really, I think if the leader of the National Party, Simon Bridges, wanted to be honest, he would have rolled out all of the facts first. In a pure world, of which we don't live in, he would then explain why the national-led government of past, you know, administrations granted this individual
temporary, though.
Temporary.
But that, that full, was then, this
hang
is
on
now.
A minute, temporary is full rights to all the benefits of which New Zealand has to offer. Keeps him here. He's been here 20 years, a clean slate for 7 years, and there is hypocrisy to this. I think at the core of that, if Simon disagrees with that premise, then he should explain why suddenly he becomes the tough guy on this issue.
Cindy Michener, what's your take on this?
Well, 20 years is a long time, and I don't know if this is fair, but it seems to me that Simon Bridges picks up on little weird things and tries to make a very big deal out of them. Legally, I don't think we had any choices. You can't actually, I think under the United Nations or whatever, you can't actually just leave a person in limbo. So, you know,
well, what would that mean? What might that mean? What does it actually mean?
We didn't have appropriate status.
Okay. So what are we expecting the person to do? Sit there without status in New Zealand, where he's basically limited from going overseas, his family perhaps as well, et cetera, where he's made a 20-year contribution to New Zealand. I think, you know, when you really boil this whole thing down, it is a very easy issue to get some headlines on. And I think Cindy is right that Simon Bridges has not actually revealed everything, and he's created a sense of whacking his own back, if you like, because the public aren't stupid, the media isn't stupid, the government isn't stupid, nor is its departments and ministries. They are going to come out with the full amount of facts. And once again, we see a National Party leader here getting hit over his back by his own stick, if you like.
Yeah, they were protected by the International Convention Against Torture. You know, I mean, do we want recidivists?
So you can't just send them back anyway.
No, you can't. You know, you can't actually do anything. Was it 7 or 8 years? I mean, it's a terrible thing, drunk driving. But I mean, you know, so are a range of other criminal activities.
Well, what did he say? On Morning Report, Bridges said, to quote, the minister had a choice or discretion to grant this person residency or not. And knowing that he's been a 6 times drunk driver, he shouldn't have. So I'm just wondering, I mean, on that, when people come to live here, Salwyn, should we hold them to a higher standard than those that were, say, born here? So, for example, 3 strikes and you're out.
I don't agree with the 3 strikes and you're out, but I do believe we have to hold people who are entering the country to a high standard. We'd be stupid if we were not doing that. If it comes down to the kind of situation that Australia is doing to New Zealanders, for example, we don't like it. They've accumulated Kiwi-born people that have accumulated perhaps 12 months worth of prison time over their whole lives, may have been free of doing anything wrong for 40 years, and ending up at Auckland International Airport and basically looking around for a place to stay.
That's a bit different, though, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's the same kind of principle of a human right of a person who's contributed to the country. Now, I'm not saying that this guy is, you know, the Governor General here, but 7 years, and also the National Party has had ample opportunity, even in its last term of office, to actually do something about this. And it didn't do it, so why is Simon Bridges making a big deal of it now?
It's not straightforward, though, is it, in terms of what you can and can't do? What were they legally able to do with them? And, I mean, and as for the Australians and Manus Island, etc.
Other story.
They're turning into, you know, redneck continent, aren't they?